Hello and welcome to A Gram of Hope. I'm your host, C. Jerome Graham. In today's broadcast, we're speaking with the social butterfly. I mean, life is a party and events are the invitations. The event specialist in Toledo, Ohio is one who orchestrates seamlessly, and she puts together unforgettable experiences, and she does it with great precision and creativity. She's been at it for a while. I speak of none other than Danetta Carter, and she is known affectionately as the social butterfly. Hi, Danetta, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. Look, you do so much. You touch so many lives. You help so many people. Share the history of your business. I mean, just get deep, because you do more than just the social butterfly, but people say, I want to live my dream. I want to do what I want to do for me. You're living the dream.
Yes.
So talk about Danetta Carter and what you do, and how did you get to where you are being recognized in Ohio and Michigan as
all
the
over.
Social, all over yes. as the social butterfly.
Yes. Well, I'm Danetta Carter, and the name of the company is The Social Butterfly. I do community events, community engagement. So I do fundraisers, I do expos, business and health. That's how I started in 2012 at Indiana Missionary Baptist Church in the Fellowship Hall to do a business and health expo to help startup businesses to get their businesses off the ground, to provide a platform for them. And the reason why I did that, because I see where some small businesses was not getting exposure. And then the health part, doing the screenings with Mercy Health, donating their time, complimentary doing screening, cholesterol check, high blood pressure, glucose levels. So that worked out. And they've been with me for 13 years. Next year will be 14 years. So what happened, the business grew far as the shows. And it got bigger, and I tried to stop it. But the more I tried to stop, the more it got bigger and bigger. So I had a vision. God gave me the vision, and someone said, you're a visionary. So I said, I'm not sure if I'm a visionary. They said, no, you had a vision, and you took the niche, and you went out on faith and did this. So I said, if I didn't like it, I don't think I would be doing it for 13 years. So I truly enjoyed community events. I really do. That's how I got started.
So did the business find you, or did you find the business? In other words, were you just doing, you know, just living your life, and somebody said, can you help us with this? And you did it and
yes.
said, wow, I could do this as a business. Or
right.
was it your intent to do it as a business?
It was a hobby that turned into a business. Someone asked me to support their small business. How can you support me with a small business? Can you do like media or pass out flyers or newspaper? How can you help me get an EIN number or get me started to do the business legally? So that's what stuck in my head and say, oh, I can help people with their business. Show them how to go to Secretary of State and get an EIN number. Show them how to get insurance for your business. Show them how to get a CPA accountant to do your taxes. Show them to do it legally. And if you have different businesses, you should have a vendor's license through Lucas County, through the auditor. You should have a vendor's license if you're selling a product or something, or whatever your business is. And most of them are businesses and some are nonprofit organizations. But you should have the right paperwork, and all your I's should be dotted and all your T's should be crossed, even with myself, because I'm representing my business, so I should be in order for you to be in order. I can't tell you to do something that I'm not doing.
Speaking of doing something that I'm not doing, when you say it that way, did you know to do all of that when you got started, or was there trial and error?
I knew to do all that because I did research. I researched everything just to make sure. And then I talked to my counsel, and I was like, I don't really want to do it as a business. I just wanted to do it just a community for fun. He said, no, it's not, Danetta, this is a business. You're doing community service work, community engagement, but you got to be legit. You have to be legit. You were doing it as a hobby. Yeah.
Now, I saw this term, comprehensive event support services tailored to small businesses.
Yes.
When you say that, or when people hear that, and it resonates in their mind. What is it supposed to mean? Break that down, because it looks kind of deep, comprehensive event support services.
So what that means is, even though you have several people that you have contact with, over 2,000 or 3,000 people, everybody is treated individually according to their whatever they have. You can't treat all businesses and nonprofits the same. So you tailor, I tailor myself to meet their needs. So I'll do assessment. What are your needs? What do you need help with? Do you need help with branding, promoting, logos? Do you need, what do you need? You have to let me know. If you don't know, I'll give you a sheet and you'll fill that sheet out to do assessment. So we can assess your needs. I can assess your needs to see what you're lacking, so you can be right with the state of Ohio.
So there may be something, because people get so excited about being in business, they start running around telling everyone, I got a business, or I'm in business, or I'm doing this, and then they got a cell phone for the business and a cell phone on the person. So their head gets big,
yes,
but they may not have covered all of the bases that they need.
That's why we have a checklist, and I try to help people. I don't try to overstep my bound, and if I seem pushy, I just want to make sure they're right, because I don't want people to come into my show and say, this person is not legit, or this food truck, Donetta, does not have the fire inspection. They don't have the sticker from the city of Toledo. They don't have the proper certificate to be in your show. So what they do, the health department comes out, they see and check everything out. If it's not right, they have to leave. But I have to check your stuff out before I even let you get in my show. So I have you to email it to me, and then I send it to Sean Sable, the city director of Parks and Recreation, so we both can cover ourselves. We don't want to be in trouble with the city.
So you don't want anybody to show up and then all of a sudden they got to leave your event because they have not gotten a proper certification, all their applications. Not.
Correct.
So you even do that. That's a consulting.
Yeah, I go beyond, because even though I'm the event coordinator, I coordinate, but someone said, you go too much, you, Donetta, you do too much for these people. I know, but this is just in my nature because I'm a social worker by trade with a master's in social work. So I go a little bit beyond because I want to help these people. I don't want you just to be in the show. I want you to expose your business display or whatever your services are, but I want to make sure that you sustain and maintain that, because most businesses don't last but 3 years. Some people want to make, you know, revenue or residual, and they say, oh, I've been doing it for a year and I haven't did anything. Well, you've only been in business for a year. 1 year, and you're expecting to make, so you got to just pace yourself and evaluate what you're doing. See if this, whatever you're doing, is effective. It's not effective. If you've been doing it for 5 or 6 years, it's not effective, and then I think you need to rethink it. That's my opinion.
So when you help people out, what you're really doing is you're giving them a foundation. You're giving them the spirit of sustainability so that when they leave your event, not only have they been prepared to stay at your event and have a successful outcome, but even after they leave, you've prepped them and given them all of the necessary tools to be successful at other events.
Yes, yes, and they participate in other events. What I do, I give them the blueprint, the foundation. This is the blueprint. This is how you do it. This is the way you want to maintain and sustain. You want to sustain your business, and you want to go outside the box, too. Some people don't want to go outside the box. I do, because I do other things besides shows. I do marketing and promoting. I go to different shows, for instance, like Black Music Awards, Honor Awards, the Stella Awards, BET Awards, Soul Train Awards, and I do marketing and promoting. I do fundraisers. So you should go outside the box, too. And you can step in different lanes. You don't have to always stay in your lane. People say stay in your lane, but you can test the waters over here. And if it doesn't work, try something else.
Well, that's what we say about training up our young people. Mm-hmm. Have them try a lot of different things, because you don't know what is truly going to be their motivation for the future. So put them on piano. Put them on saxophone.
Yes.
Put them in dance.
Yes.
Put them in poetry. Teach them how to do carpentry. Something is going to be their future, their guide for the future. That's going to be their motivation, and that's what's going to make them successful, because you've found that niche
yes.
that is theirs.
Yes.
So that's what people need to do. I think that's what you're saying in business.
Yes, you should find your niche.
Diversity, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you were a social worker, or you have a master's.
Yeah, from University of Toledo, and my bachelor's from Lourdes College.
All right. So doing social butterfly.
No.
Because that's totally different from what you have your master's in. What kept you motivated to stay with everything you do as the social butterfly? Because there had to be some days you say, look, I got my degree.
Yeah,
I can get a job anywhere. I don't have to do this.
And I do this at my leisure. I don't have to do this. I just do it at my leisure. What I do, because I'm service. So if you're a social worker, depends on what field you're in. I'm more mental health. That's what my MSW is in, mental health, from the University of Toledo. So I like service and giving back. So that's what I look at the platform, giving back to the community, promoting giving back, making sure that people, when you have these shows, when I have my shows, I can only speak for myself. I want to make sure there are people that need that service, and we need to meet the people where they are. If I have to have the show and move it here, I'll move it here. I'll move it where I can meet the people. If I need to get people transportation, tarps or tartar, whatever they need, and then I have friends with shuttles that can pick people up for me, or let the senior centers know. And some of the senior centers do have transportation. They can bring the people there. And you got to meet the people where you are. You can't have a show way out in the service that they need. They can't get there.
Right,
if it's
right.
not on a bus line, it's not a cab or Uber or whatever. You got to meet the people where they are, especially when you're giving out services, like mental health services, care stores, neighborhood health association. Those services that they need to know about, or when they do the screenings, like they did a screening at my show, and the guy had almost had a heart attack. The nurse said she had to send him to the emergency room. His blood pressure was sky high, and his sugar level was 521. She said, you need to go to the hospital. Just to save his life. I said, every time you do my show, you save one or two people's lives because you did that screening.
Yes.
So I said, we need to talk about that. So she said, they're appreciating to come every year. They said, we will always come to your shows because we're saving lives. We're saving lives. Yeah.
That's one story. And I was going to ask you if you had any stories, because you've been doing this for 13 years. So how many stories have come out? Can you share? Can you recall anything like that? Because that's fantastic. Somebody almost met their demise.
Yeah.
But you had a vendor that was there at your event, and you saved a life.
Mercy.
People
health.
Don't go to these things thinking that they're going to have
yes.
an episode.
They don't do that, no. I have many stories. One lady's been with me for a long time, and she said, Danette, I'm successful because of you. I've been with you for over at least 12 years. She started with me. She's still with me. And she's not only is she an entrepreneur and she's a friend, but she's been sticking with me from day one. And she's been very successful.
You know, I was looking at a movie some time ago called Pursuit of Happiness. And the brother that the movie was about was Chris Gardner. Of course, everybody remembers mm-hmm. Will Smith played the character.
Yes.
But Will actually played a human being, a successful millionaire, but he wasn't a millionaire initially. This brother almost lost his son. He had to sleep on the bathroom floor. He had to sleep in his car. He had to sleep in a hotel room. He had some hardship, but he hung in there until he realized his dream, his vision. Did you have to go through any of that?
Oh, there's trials and tribulations, yes.
Talk about that.
A couple of my vendors said, well, you shouldn't have your show so early. I says, well, I can look at that because we don't like getting up at 9 o'clock setting up, and we want to push it back. So what I do now, I push it back, and it's like at 10 a.m. for the Business and Health Expo that's done every April. So it's from 10 to 3 instead of 9 to 3. So I listen to some of their, or they'll say, Danette, you only have like 800 people here. We were expecting 1,000. I says, well, you have to help too. If each of you invite 10 people, if I can bring 500 on my own and I'm only one person, I expect you guys, it says it even in your, when I sent to you, I said, if you can invite your family, friends, or your church members, or whoever, your neighbors. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry that you're disappointed that they're not close
a thousand people.
Where it's close to it, so I don't know. I can't predict. I just only can give you an estimate.
Well, see, that's the thing. A lot of these events, if people get 100 people, they get happy. They should have been just excited.
Most of the people were happy.
At 800? Yes.
At one time, I did have 800, one time 500, one time 400. It varies. It depends on what's going on in the community, the weather. And then with my food truck, one of them ran out of food. And the lines were long. So I said, I better get more than one food truck.
That's a good idea. Well, see, that's a learning experience.
It was a learning experience because he said he can handle it. And I said, well, I don't know. And I said, your line's really long because it's way back here and people are waiting. They're hungry. He says to me, well, why did they come here hungry? I says, this is a show. I don't know.
You had a food truck.
He asked me why.
Why do people show up hungry?
They should. Yeah, and it was early. And he told me. He says, I don't. He says, well, you from now on, I'm gonna get here before you. I said, but you were late. You got here late. That's what happened. If you come, you said you were gonna beat me there, but I was already here early in the morning. And you didn't show up when you were supposed to.
See, but that's an entrepreneur that. That's a training day for him because
yes,
he's
was.
Learning how to forecast. He's learning how to prepare appropriately. And he should have learned that if you're a food truck, people are going to expect to eat.
They want to eat.
I don't know how that got lost in the translation.
I have no idea. He's not the. He doesn't do it anymore.
Okay.
He said it wasn't for him.
Well, and that training. Because we spoke about being able to do a myriad of different things.
Yeah.
He learned that's what he was not supposed to do.
He said that was not for him. He did it for 2 years, but it wasn't his nature. It wasn't his vision. He did it because of his grandma, blah, blah, this. He was telling me. But he said, and then if you're not a people person and you're snapping at people, and people said, is my food ready? And handing you the ticket that you give them, is my food ready? And you're getting upset and angry. You're not a people person. This may not be your niche, and this may not be for you. But it's not for me to tell you. He told me that I'm not doing that anymore, Miss Carter. I will not ever have a food truck ever again. He sold it.
Let's talk about a couple other things that you do, because unless I miss my guess, and you can correct me, are you a foster parent?
Yes, I am.
How do you find the time?
I do it. At my leisure, they call me all the time for kids. I've been doing it for a while. I started with a family member, which was my brother years ago, with Children's Services, but I'm with another agency out of Toledo. So that's why I told them I know my limit. They said I'm licensed for 4, but I can't because I have a life too. So I know my limit.
Yes.
And you have to give time. You have to have time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I make time for that. I have to make time.
And how long have you been a foster parent?
Over 30 years.
My.
Yeah, over 30 years.
So over 30 years, and then you've got your master's, you've got a foster parent, you've got a social butterfly. I've looked at your webpage, and it covers a lot in itself.
Yeah,
when people go to your webpage, talk about what they'll see.
When they go to the webpage, it'll introduce you, the homepage, it'll tell you a little bit about myself and the history of me. It'll tell you up-and-coming events. It'll tell you how to contact me. It'll tell you if you need any services for your business to contact me. It has a variety of things. It'll tell you what I do as well, fundraising, marketing, promoting. And then I didn't put the link on there. I'm a co-owner of a hall called La Ambience Banquet Hall, and I do all the booking.
So,
I was there 10 years ago, and they asked me to come back.
So you did an event, had a business, and the business turned around and asked you to be part of the business. That's mighty strong.
Yes.
That's mighty strong. When you go to meet the family and they say, well, we want to make you part of the family too.
Right,
right. That speaks volumes of your character.
Yes, they called me. I didn't call them. I was there 10 years ago and I did booking for this hall. And they want me back. And I know a lot of people, I guess, because I've done several bookings in the last couple of weeks.
So they're calling you to get bookings for the hall. They're calling you to get into the different exhibitions that you're doing.
Yes, yes.
Talk about some of the more successful exhibitions that you've done. I guess after 13 years, all of them are now successful.
It started out small. And what happened, it seemed to grow over the years, the growth. I could see the growth, like, tremendously. And I was, like, really scared at first. I said, why is this happening? And I got emotional. I was like, oh, this is God. This is God. I don't want to start crying, but it's been great.
And you do them all by yourself?
Yes.
All by your lonesome. You're coordinating. You're telling people where to go.
Yeah. I have volunteers, too.
Well, now you do. Yeah. It didn't start out that way, though, did it?
No.
And how often throughout the year do you have an event? Because I know you don't try to do it every month.
Oh,
that would just
I
be
can't.
Overwhelming.
It's
you work a job.
Yeah, I have a regular job.
And people
job.
Have to know, just because you have a full-time job does not mean you can't achieve your dream.
Yes. Well, I do these about 3 times a year. Yeah, April Business and Health Expo, that's annually. And then I do the Small Business Saturday, which is coming up August 24th at Ottawa Park. And then the Christmas Bazaar. So I cut back. I used to do 6 shows a year, but I cut back because it's a lot of work. And I do enjoy it, but 3 shows a year, that's good enough for me.
Well, I think that'd be enough for anybody, especially when you, again, you work a full-time job. And then I see you're also a photographer. Because
yeah,
I see you around. With
yeah,
you,
I do photography.
You're dangerous with a camera.
Yeah, I take a lot of pictures at a lot of events. I support a lot of people in Toledo, but they do support me as well. That's what they told me, Donetta. You support a lot of people, so that's why they support you. Because you support, even if you didn't support me, I still support your event regardless. I will be there to support.
You mentioned social workers, so you have an affinity for people. You have a heart for people. And
yes.
A lot of the people that you work with, a lot of the people that you help cannot afford to go to different things. Is there any charge for your events?
No, there's no charge.
So you do all of this. And so people need to really check out your website because now they can go to a free event,
yes.
Have a great time.
Yes.
There's a lot of vendors there. Just so that someone can paint the picture in their mind.
Yes.
How many vendors do you have?
Usually the outdoors about 35, 40, but indoors about 65.
30 is a lot.
30 is a lot.
And okay. You got 65.
Yeah. At the Christmas Bazaar, there's 65. They can visit the website at www.thesocialbutterflyllc.com. You can visit that website and it'll give you everything on up and coming events.
That's excellent. It's been wonderful having you on.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All right. Our guest on today's show has been Donetta Carter. She is the Social Butterfly. I'm your host and producer, C. Jerome Graham. Our executive producer is Chris Piper. If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to listen again, go to WGTE.org/hope or wherever you stream your podcast.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.